We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Sparky Pfeiffer inside the Wendy's 1250 studio. Try their new French toast sticks. Today, it's time to talk with Brewers analyst Tim Dillard from Bally Sports Wisconsin. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. French toast sticks, too. Wendy's doing their thing. Great job.
Man, I was just seeing our sister station, Radar, from 99.1 WMYX. He took a piece of the French toast stick, he put it in his mouth, started chewing it, then stopped, then took the syrup and, like, took a shot of the syrup into his mouth and swished it with the French toast stick. I don't know if that's gross or if that's a brilliant idea. I'm not quite sure.
I mean, you're taking shots of syrup. I feel like you need to sit down and kind of contemplate where you are in your life a little bit. But we've all been there.
We've all been there for sure. Tim Dillard brought to you by Robert Egg Diamonds, where they pay cash for your gold. Visit them in Greenfield at 76th and Layden, or their new location in Brookfield, roberthackdiamonds.com. All right, let's talk about this Brewers team that obviously has been struggling since the Josh Hader trade. But there are some positives, and one of the positives is the emergence of Keston Hira, who's starting to look a little bit like the Keston Hira that everybody thought he might, starting to show a little bit of power here, Tim Dillard.
Well, if you go back to spring training, I mean, he was batting 600, really, and it all came down to where's his playing time going to be, because he's an okay fielder, but if he plays first base, Rowdy Tellez is an exceptional fielder. He's only made one error all year. You look at what he's done with his glove and his bat, so just for him to get time playing, because you have to have McCutcheon out there. You got to have Yelich, Renfro. So for him, it was just about playing time. But he's been doing great for the last probably couple months. Some of that was just wasted in AAA Nashville. But what you're seeing is an emergence of a guy that just is able to reach more pitches. He's got the closed-off stance, maybe not as pronounced as like a Giancarlo Stanton, but he's going up there with a confidence, knowing his bat's going to be in the zone longer. He's got such a short, compact swing, so he needs that. I think he's really found his niche here in knowing how pitchers are going to face him, because the ball he hit last night was at the bottom of the zone, and he hit it like a meatball, kind of where he's been putting the ball in the tee, it seems like.
You know, that's the thing about Keston Hira, though, and you talked about it at the beginning of the year, like, where are you going to fit him in? Where are you going to play him? And the one thing you hear from fans and see from fans on social media is, great, now Council will probably sit him for three games and we won't see Keston Hira again. How do you get him into the lineup on a consistent basis? I think that's the biggest key for Craig Council right now.
That's the challenge, yeah. But you have to. I don't care. You know, if a guy's hot at this time, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the name on the back of your jersey is. It's all about what you're doing at the plate and what you're doing on the mound. So that's the way baseball is. If you're getting it done, it's just like Jurassic Park, right? Life will find a way. He'll be out there. And if he's not out there, he'll be the first guy off the bench early. But he needs to be in that lineup. You got to run that hot hand. You got to run that hot bat. That's the way baseball works.
You know, Tim, the other thing about this is since that Josh Hader trade went down, Josh Hader has since lost the closer role with the Padres, and now they've kind of gone to a committee. It hasn't worked out all that well for the Brewers bullpen either at this point. And I just brought this up on social media, I don't know, a few days ago, I guess it was. You know, is this bullpen, you know, better or worse than it was when they had Josh Hader and didn't have all these extra guys in the back end of the bullpen?
Well, I think we got spoiled for a couple years where it was just Boxberger, Williams, and Hader. You knew exactly who was coming out of the bullpen. Everybody felt safe. It's like a guarantee on the box, right? Tommy Boy?
Yes.
If something goes wrong, you're still going to make you all better. but that's what, you know, that's what we got used to. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, Hader's gone. Well, what's that mean for Devin Williams? And who are these other guys and where are they going to fit in? I think it's starting to shake itself out in a good way. But there's a couple of weeks there where it's like, we don't know who's coming out of there, out of the bullpen. If they didn't have a Jumbotron out there saying, this is who's throwing, you wouldn't know because you had no idea what roles are fitting into each player. But I think Council has a good handle on it right now. I think the way he handled the bullpen yesterday was phenomenal. I think you're going to see a lot more of Strzelecki. His stuff plays. Hobie Milner splitting the inning with Matt Bush looks good. Gives Rogers a day off. Gives Williams a day off. I think it just was jumbled there for a little bit, but I think it's starting to shake out in a great way.
Talking with Tim Dillard, obviously, here on 1250 AM, The Fan, live from the Wendy's 1250 studio, brought to you by Robert Hack. Diamonds like Tim Dillard always is each week here on The Fan. When we start talking about that Brewers starting pitch, and Eric Lauer, Dodger killer at this point, and did it again, going seven strong innings the other night. Now there's talk of Adrian Houser coming back and getting ready to make another start as well. As we get closer to having this bullpen back to full force, even though you lose Aaron Ashby, do you see now maybe a way for this team maybe to turn things around and start to get on a run?
I think so. I think they have to. I think it's starting to get make or break moments, and you got to start making the tough decisions, whatever that is. And it's going to be weird if Adrian Houser pitches tomorrow. He hasn't pitched since June 30th. As far as the big leagues, and you're wondering what you're going to get, but the guy, it's action-packed, right? He throws sinkers at the bottom of the zone. As long as the defense can make their plays, he always has a chance. So that he was originally a part of that Brewers opening starting staff. So things are starting to get back to normal a little bit. I think his presence is going to be a good thing. But yes, Lauer has been amazing. They can't crack that code. That's what Dodgers skipper said last night, was we just can't crack the code on this guy, and he knows something, and you got to know he's been sharing that with everybody in that clubhouse.
What about Christian Yelich? He seemingly found a role in that leadoff spot for the last couple of months. Now we get to August, and going into last night's game, hitting 200, 333 on base, 262 slugging, not exactly great numbers, and then all of a sudden, there is Christian Yelich out of the leadoff spots, Andrew McCutchen back into the leadoff spot. Do we think that him in the leadoff spot days are numbered and done, and we won't see this again, or do we think we're just trying to give Christian Yelich a break here?
I think we'll see him at the top of the order again, maybe not as early as today. I haven't checked websites to see if that's the lineup. I don't know if they posted it or not. I could be wrong as I'm speaking, but I think he proved that he's good at the leadoff spot. He's batting almost 270. His on-base percentage, 400. That is good. But I think anytime you shake it up a little bit, it just, I don't know, it gives you, he didn't have to run up to the plate and start the whole game. He gets to take a second, see what the pitcher's doing. So batting third, it worked out. He had a hit and a double, scored an RBI, and that was to opposite field. He went left central in the gap like Michael Strahan. So that right there is a good sign. And Christian Yelich, they're going to need him. They're going to need him. And this is to the point now where he played, this is about as many games as he played all last year. And so that's what you're going to see. You're going to see a Christian Yelich with at-bats, games under his belt. I expect big things for him going into September.
Let me ask you this. Who would you say is the best clutch hitter on this Brewers team right now? I don't remember if it was Brian Anderson. Somebody made mention on a broadcast the other day that, you know, Willie Adames is their best clutch hitter. Who would it be for you?
I don't know. I think they have ways of measuring that now, so it's not really opinion. I think they're like, here's some numbers. but I think it's, I don't know, Andrew McCutchen, just he's the guy you want up there, at least for most of the season. I know Adames has been the guy to get the big hit. We've seen Yelich do it. Rowdy Tellez. I mean, there's a number of guys that have, you know, Hunter Renfro. But I think depending on who the pitcher is, I think if I just had to take a shot in the dark, I'm going to say Andrew McCutchen. We've seen him take the big walk in the big moments, and we've seen him get the big hit. So he's a threat at the plate when the game's on the line.
What do you think right now is their biggest weakness? Is it just simply hitting and scoring runs? Is that what it is? Because that's what the fan base seems to think it is simply offense. If their offense ever catches fire, that's how this team is going to start winning games in bunches.
I think their kryptonite is facing left-handed starters. I mean, I think plain and simple, for whatever reason, they haven't figured out how to do that. They're just now over 500. They're 20-19 versus left-handed starters, and it majority of those wins do not come because they got hits off the left-handed starter. It's after that guy was out of the game and they got into the bullpen and did damage. So I think every single team that wants to win is going to start lining up their left-handed starters against the Brewers. You look at what the Cardinals did going and getting two left-handers just for that reason, I believe. So I think they need to figure out a way. And whatever they've been doing lately has not been working. I think they need to have some sort of approach. And until then, they're gonna scuffle. And they're just holding their breath, hoping that they have enough innings after the left-handed starter's out to try and score some runs. But down the stretch, teams aren't going to make mistakes like the Cubs. The Cubs had a lefty who was dealing, Justin Steele. They take him out of the game. They put in a righty. And the game completely takes a 180. And the Brewers start scoring runs. And then by that time, you bring in a lefty, it's too late. So I think it's going to be matchups. But I think for them, they have to have some sort of plan against left-handed starters.
Tim, what's going on with Brewers Unfiltered, your weekly podcast with Adam McKelvey and Brad Ford? Check that out at Brewers.com and, of course, on your Odyssey app.
No guests this week. I think we downplayed it. They're out in L.A., so, you know, they got to rub that in my face a little bit. But I'm here in beautiful Milwaukee, and it is a gorgeous day. I'm actually outside right now. That's why you can hear the birds chirping, or me. Maybe that's me chirping. Yeah, but it's a good episode. We're shooting the breeze and all-encompassing things about the Brewers. One of the big topics, I think, is we talk about the minor leagues a little bit, just because with Brasso, we don't know if he's going to be going on the IL or if he's on the day-to-day, but what are they going to do about Adrian Houser? What are they going to do about Jason Alexander? People start lining up in different ways. And then what happens in September? You can only have two extra spots on the roster. It's not a free-for-all like it used to be. So we talk a little strategery, and then I tell you what, we tell some stories about Dodger Stadium, Adam McKelvey in rare form.
Adam McKelvey is really highly underrated for his comedy and sense of humor. He really is. I mean, everybody knows you as the funny guy, but I think Adam McKelvey is a pretty funny dude himself.
He's a very fascinating human being, and you know what? He carries our show. I'm just going to be honest. Brewers Unfiltered has some success. We have listeners. People have stopped me on the concourse and told me that they enjoy it. But it comes down to Adam McKelvey. He knows what he's talking about. He's been around a while. He can draw from that experience. And yes, he's hilarious. He's just, it's just smart funny. It's that goofy humor like I try to throw out there.
Yeah. No, it's two different types of funny for sure, no doubt. But again, if you check out Brewers Unfiltered, you will laugh multiple times, I promise you, as you listen to the podcast each and every week at Brewers.com and, of course, on your Odyssey app. Tim Dellert, thanks so much for coming on, man. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you, Sparky.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Tim Dellert joins us weekly here from the Wendy's 1250 studio on AM 1250. And, of course, brought to you by Robert Hack Diamonds, where they pay cash for your gold. Visit them in Greenfield at 76th and Layden, or their new location in Brookfield, roberthackdiamonds.com. Tim made reference of it being a beautiful day out. Every morning is a beautiful morning. Got to try those new French toast sticks over at Wendy's. Don't forget, at each and every 55, Monday through Friday, make sure to check me out, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'll have interviews throughout the days still to come this season. Football Fridays, we'll have Packers, Badgers, fantasy football interviews, Green and Gold Mondays still to come once we get to the regular season as well. You're going to want to make sure to be at 1250 AM The Fan for our 55s, and then all of the interviews will be stored at 1250amthefan.com. It's going to be a fun one, you and me, the rest of the way through here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.